Welcome to Guide Us Era. I'm Dr. Lucy Caratti, medical doctor, set to empower you through the metamorphosis of menopause. Hear from experts and those with lived experience as we arm you with tools for the transition. From hair and hormones to mindset and mental health, together let's unlock your inner goddess. Hi, my name's Dr. Lucy Caratti and welcome to Goddess Era, where we are going to talk everything perimenopause and menopause. I'm going to chat to people who have gone through this transition and find out what has helped them and what their advice would be to women going through it. In particular, I'm going to talk to various people who are in the healthcare industry and find out how their knowledge has helped them and how their experiences have changed the way they practice. A little bit about me, I'm a medical doctor trained in Western Australia. I have completed fellowships in both general practice and the Australian College of Nutritional and Environmental Medicine. I have a particular interest in women's health and perimenopause and menopause, as I feel it's an area that is really lacking information, both in medical training and in the general public. This is where the idea of the podcast came in, to bring the information to a wider range of women so that everyone can have the right information on how to help themselves and how to find the right person to help them through this journey. I also want to change the stigma around menopause. We have such a negative view surrounding women and aging. However, in past societies, menopausal women were highly celebrated and led their tribes. How different from our world today, where women feel invaluable and invisible as they get older. In fact, menopause is not an aging process, but an evolutionary advantage. Only whales and humans go through menopause. All other animals can reproduce up until the day they die. However, it is an advantage to have women caring for their people in their tribe, rather than reproducing themselves. I just want to start off with a few definitions about perimenopause and menopause. Perimenopause is the start of hormonal changes that lead up to the main event of menopause. It can start up to 12 years before you actually stop having a period, so that means women as young as 35 can actually experience some symptoms. Perimenopause can also be occurring even if you have a regular period. It typically starts with one or more of the symptoms such as increased PMS, heavier bleeding, increased anxiety, irritability, and rage. This is because of a drop in progesterone, which is our body's chill pill. At the same time as the progesterone goes down, the estrogen actually goes up 3 times higher than it ever has before. The estrogen then rises and falls erratically in a general downward direction. During this time, periods may become irregular, then you may skip a period, then you'll have your last period, but you won't know it's your last one. You wait 12 months of no period and you have officially reached menopause. So menopause is actually when a woman reaches 12 months of not having a period. I also like to add that I often do a blood test at this stage just to confirm that this is in fact the cause of their absence of period. And this is just because I've had a few patients that have assumed they've gone through menopause when actually something else has been contributing to their period stopping. When we talk about estrogen changes at this time, we're actually talking about just one form of estrogen called estradiol or E2. This is the estrogen mainly produced by the ovaries. However, it can be made in small amounts in cells around the body. But the loss of ovarian estradiol is what we're talking about with menopause. So what do these hormones do? Progesterone is the body's inbuilt chill pill. It's sedating, it's anti-inflammatory, it calms the brain. It also builds up your bones, protects the heart, and has effects on the immune system. It's very different to the general knowledge of progesterone in medicine, where it's really just seen as a hormone that counteracts estrogen and has a role in pregnancy. I also want to note here that progesterone is different to contraceptives. The progesterone that's in contraceptives are progestins and actually nothing to do with our own body and nothing to do with progesterone. They're actually much closer in structure to testosterone. This is important to know as a lot of people feel like they're not going to do well on progesterone because of their past experiences with contraceptives. Symptoms that are associated with this period of time of the low progesterone include heavy periods, anxiety, low mood, insomnia, particularly premenstrually, irritation and rage. There can be some hot flushes and night sweats, palpitations and migraines. The symptoms related to the high estradiol at this time include heavy periods, breast enlargement and pain, irritability, allergies and rashes, and headaches. The symptoms of losing estrogen are the symptoms that we are most commonly associating with menopause, plus a few extras you may not have realized are due to hormonal changes. These include hot flushes and night sweats, poor mood, poor sleep, body aches and joint pains, an increase in body weight, particularly around the abdomen, vaginal dryness, and heart palpitations. These symptoms can come and go depending on the fluctuations of the hormones at the time, which makes it sometimes quite confusing about what's going on. In addition, we have the hormone testosterone, which we commonly associate with men, but it's a very vital hormone for women as well. Testosterone levels tend to drop in women from age 40. However, due to some changes in the binding proteins, you may actually have higher levels of the testosterone available to work in the body, so have symptoms of high testosterone, which is very confusing. The symptoms of low testosterone are changes in mood, poor cognition, low libido. It's just generally that lack of oomph in your life. High testosterone is associated with facial hair, acne, and thinning of the hair on top of the head. When we talk about this gradual progress into menopause, we're talking about people that have their ovaries. In the case of medical or surgical menopause, where, for instance, someone may have had a hysterectomy and had their ovaries taken out, or after some cancer treatments that affect the ovaries, women can plummet into menopause and the symptoms are a lot more severe and people feel like they're dropping off the edge of the cliff. And this is a lot more serious and needs to be addressed very quickly. For more information about this hormonal journey of perimenopause, I ask all my patients to read Hormone Repair Manual by Lara Bryden. It's a brilliant book, really well written and easy to digest. I think women don't know their bodies very well and we don't know our hormones very well. And the more we know what is going on in our body and why we're feeling the way we feel, the more power we have to take control and do something about it. You may have all of a sudden been hearing a lot about perimenopause and menopause in the media. We've got Naomi Watts, Oprah, Drew Barrymore, all of these celebrities that are starting to talk loudly about menopause. But for so many years, women have not been allowed to talk about these hormonal changes. And the medical training in this area has been really unsatisfactory. In fact, I can only really think of two or three lectures that we had in uni about menopause. It was very brief about what happens. And then it was, you can do HRT or not, but HRT will probably give you breast cancer, which was very limiting and just not very helpful for doctors or patients alike. Menopause affects everyone around us, male, female, non-binary, no matter what your gender, you will be affected by perimenopause and menopause in some way. Whether you have a loved one going through it, a work colleague, everyone is going to be affected. So let's inform ourselves about it. Let's talk about it. Let's inform everyone around us so that we can support ourselves and our community. So, Goddess Era. Why have I named the podcast Goddess Era? In ancient cultures, women who reached menopause were considered goddesses. This phase of life was often associated with an inner peace and wisdom, a vitality and energy. Women were no longer caring for those around them and could focus on their own needs and interests and share their knowledge with their community. With the onset of patriarchal society, this empowering, strong crone archetype was replaced with a more negative, invisible notion of a postmenopausal woman. However, a lot of people I talk with really acknowledge this inner peace and wisdom in this second spring of this next phase of life. Another book I highly recommend women read in regards to this is Goddesses in Older Women by Jean Shinoda Bolen, an American psychiatrist. It's such an incredible description of the different archetypes of women she sees in the postmenopausal phase in relation to ancient goddesses and their qualities. So why has this perimenopausal journey changed so much? If you think about it, in the ancient times, women were having kids earlier, they weren't working, life expectancy was shorter, so they weren't caring for older parents. So life in their 40s were a lot more quiet and calm. Now, fast forward to these days, Women in their 40s often have younger kids. They may be at the peak of their careers. They may be looking after elderly parents. There's a lot more financial stresses. Add on to that our highly processed diets, reduced exercise, alcohol use, and increased overall stress. So why is this important? Perimenopause is a recalibration of the brain, getting us ready for a life without hormones. We're undergoing a reprogramming and become more sensitive to changes and stresses around us. The majority of perimenopause and menopausal symptoms are actually neurological in nature. Therefore, any stress on the body, both physical and psychological, will make symptoms worse. Perimenopause is a highly critical health window, similar to fetal development and early childhood, where how you manage it and your lifestyle choices can actually set you up for either a good, healthy life, if done well, or an increased risk of poor health and disease postmenopausally. So the earlier you can address these issues and take stock of your health, the better. I recommend from late 30s to early 40s is a really good time to start looking at your lifestyle and getting some simple bloods to assess your risk. Talking about bloods, one of the most important aspects when considering perimenopause and menopausal health is your insulin. So insulin is a hormone produced by the body to help make the cells take up glucose. If the glucose levels are high, the insulin will increase in response. And an increase in the insulin occurs before an increase in your fasting blood sugar. However, most doctors don't look at your fasting insulin. They'll look at your fasting blood sugar or your HbA1c. But insulin is a much earlier indicator. We don't want to wait until you are pre-diabetic or diabetic. So the persistent increased insulin is called insulin resistance, and this is the biggest issue for long-term health. Insulin itself promotes inflammation and can result in that abdominal weight gain seen in perimenopause. Estradiol, our reproductive estrogen, helps to sensitize the body to insulin. So as the levels of estradiol drop, even if you're eating and exercising the exact same amount, you can develop insulin resistance and the abdominal weight gain. So some other things caused by high insulin are hot flushes and night sweats, heavy bleeding from fibroids or thickened uterine lining, high cholesterol, memory loss, and an increased risk of dementia, an increased risk of osteoporosis and heart disease and facial hair. So it's a really important thing to try and get under control and reduce. The level we're looking for is between 4 and 6 for your insulin. This is a much tighter range than what the normal reference range is, but we really want it to sit in that little level. So as you can see, there's so many management options, including diet and lifestyle and hormonal replacement therapy, and we'll explore these during the series. Follow me at Dr. Lucy Karate, and please feel free to DM any topics or specific questions you may have. But I really look forward to talking more about these specific topics and sharing the journeys of some amazing women and what has helped them.